Proverbs 10:24 says, "The fear of the wicked, it shall come upon him, but the desire of the righteous shall be granted." Now, there seems to be a great deal of confusion about this idea of the desire of the righteous. I'm sure you've heard Psalm 37:4 quoted quite often, "Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart." And many hear that phrase and start thinking, what do I desire? A new job, a new house, a new car, hair. So if I delight myself in the Lord, then he'll give me my desires, right? After all, it says the desire of the righteous shall be granted. The thing most people miss is the fact that being righteous means that the very desires that you have come from God. The Apostle Paul told us some of his desires in Romans 10:1. "Brethren, my heart's desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they might be saved." Believers are told in 1 Corinthians 14:1, "Follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that you may prophesy." In other words, the righteous in this context is always speaking of those whose hearts are right with God. Therefore, their actual desires are defined by their love for God. Isaiah the prophet puts it very clear in Isaiah 26:8, "Yea, in the way of thy judgments, O Lord, have we waited for thee. The desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee." Love that phrase, "the desire of our soul is to thy name." As far as houses and cars and clothes and other matters of personal wealth and prosperity, the righteous will simply desire in his or her heart to be content with what God gives them. In Paul's letter to the Hebrews, we have this important admonition and precious promise in one single verse. Hebrews 13:5 says, "Let your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with such things as ye have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee." Sadly, most Christians I've ever known are very discontented and frustrated by the fact that their desires, as carnal and self-centered as they may be, are never fulfilled. You may have heard a story like this one. A young man was the son of a wealthy entrepreneur, but the young man's father was sickened by the attitude and lifestyle of his only son, and he could see that his son would do nothing but squander his millions and probably self-destruct as a result. For that reason, the father quietly changed his will, leaving his wicked young son with an annual stipend from a trust fund that would be about $50,000 a year in today's money. In other words, his son would have to live off a middle-class annual salary and then just make do. But also, unbeknownst to the wicked young son, his father had also left instructions for the trustees of the trust fund to reassess the son every fifth year, and if he met certain criteria, they could increase the annual stipend and eventually hand over the entire fund to the young son. Well, after about 10 years, or a little over 10 years, that young man had matured, and he had begun to act more responsibly as he entered his early 30s. The trustees were so impressed with what they saw, and they watched over a period of more than a decade and saw the transformation. They handed over the trust fund to the son of the wealthy man, and he went on to live a productive, respectable life, and he had a family of his own. That's more like what it means when it says, "But the desire of the righteous shall be granted." God will bless those with righteous desires. He will not hand you over to self-destruction. If you let God rule in your heart and let God's desires become your own, then you will find that your desires are granted. And eventually, every one of us who are the sons of God are going to receive a full kingdom inheritance when this lifelong test is over. We just need to spend this life faithfully growing in His grace and maturing, and let His desires be our desires.